Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
NBA athletes to me, especially the wings, Giannis and LeBron, those cats are the best athletes in the world, in my opinion.
Innovator.
Can they go out and play 17 weeks when they have Fred Warner, Quay coming at them and drilling them? No, they don't want that life.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
But do they want to go through this life that NFL players have chosen? I don't think so.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I bet you got a thought on this, Tausch. I was reading the other day that some pick-and-save locations are going to try a pilot program where they get rid of the self-checkout. Go back old school. Everybody has a checker at least. Maybe a checker and a bagger. You like the self-checkout or no?
Well, so I am not a big fan of the self-checkout, especially if you're doing, like, fruit or one of these things where they got to, like, weigh it and then try to price it out.
Right, yeah.
I've always kind of been confused on, you know, what happens if you forget to scan something? Like, how do you know that? So I think from a business standpoint, as long as you have enough checkers, enough baggers, because we're less and less patient as a society. We're not, I don't know about you, if you go through a drive-thru and you see two or three cars, you're not going to go.
Nope.
You see a grocery line and it's five deep. And you could be saying, man, it's great. I'd love the old days when you could have a checker and a bagger. And then, oh, they'll take your groceries out to your car. That was awesome, but that's not. Now we're all about convenience and fastness. But I love the model of having someone checking you. You have a little conversation. You talk to the bagger. And then you head out to your car. You know you paid for everything. You know everything is on the up and up. You get the coupons, whatnot. And I think the self-checkout thing, while it's convenient, and I think if it's easy for, you know, you only have two or three things that you don't have to weigh, I think it's all right. But I would love to see things go back more to the old way of thinking. And maybe if Pick and Save does this and it works, all of a sudden everybody will do it, which would be great.
You know, I don't mind. I'm with you. I don't mind the self-checkout for a few items. I don't like when I've got a full cart full of stuff because everything's kind of cramped in there. But also, here's the difference for me. I'm a terrible bagger. Like when you get a solid,
what do you mean you're a terrible bagger?
When you
like,
get a
what does
solid,
that mean?
Yeah, when you get a solid bagger in the checkout lane,
yeah.
Your stuff is well organized. They've squeezed it into just a few bags. It's all set to go. Paper, please, absolutely. And I'm in there. I got like two things in here, this and there. The fruit's in with the meat. It's not supposed to be.
Why are the eggs on the bottom?
Right, terrible bagger.
Yeah. Well, the question I have is, I think again, not to be all like old school, but I think in the old days, you had people that had done it for a while. Now, I think you're hiring high school kids. You really think if you're going, you're going to have some like physicist or geometry dude or gal figuring out, all right, you put the cans here, I'm going to get this. People fire stuff in the bags now. You end up with 42 bags. It's not like the old day where you had the paper bag and you had the cans on the bottom and then you put this there. And it was a full bag, and you always worried that the bag was too heavy and it was going to split in a double bag. So I get what you're saying. I don't know. I'm pretty sure, Vinny, that you're probably not worse as a bagger than most of the people that are bagging stuff now.
I mean, I can vouch too. I'm to reassure you, I am also a terrible bagger. And I've also noticed maybe, am I crazy, Tosh? Does it seem like the, and maybe this is a complete tangent, does it seem like the plastic bags are way thinner than they used to be? Double bag,
yeah.
It, triple bag, it doesn't matter. You overload those things too much and you've got a whole mess and suddenly the line is even longer than it already is. And this is totally not coming from personal experience at all.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not coming from personal experience.
Totally not.
I think it now is, well, I have to have my fruit here. I am of the belief and I just want, put all my stuff in. Now, I don't want my eggs broken. I don't want my milk jug to crack. But I don't really care. If the fruit is packaged and you want to throw it in with some poultry, I'm okay as long as the poultry is not leaking. I just want to limit the amount of bags I have to carry. I don't want to have to take the cart out to the parking lot. I want to be able to grab three bags. The reason I like plastic, you can put it around your hand, kind of do like a almost a bracelet of bags, and you can carry it out and you're done. Give me simplicity, give me ease, and make sure that everything is paid for, and I'm pretty happy when I go to the grocery store.
Have a great weekend, Tausch.
Terrible bagging crew.
Terrible bagging crew. You don't want us.
All right, fellas.
This one just came in. If you self-check out, there should be a discount for doing their work. All right, well, then you're going to have a line at the checkout.
All, like, five times longer than it already is.
7:57, Wisconsin's Morning News.